So just to welcome everybody, obviously this is the first meeting of this new licensing committee, so it's wonderful to see everybody here. A special welcome to the two officers joining us from Charnwood Borough Council. We have Gareth Harvey, Head of Regulatory and Community Safety, Grace Dowson, Licensing Manager, and also PC Adrian McCaffrey. Thank you for taking the time. So a little bit of housekeeping just to start off with. This meeting will be recorded and the sound recording subsequently made available via the Council's website. In addition, under the Openness of Local Government Bodies Regulations 2014, other people may film, record, tweet or blog from this meeting. The use of any such images or sound recordings is not under the Council's control. Okay, so I think the apologies we've received are Councillors Popley, Worrell and Palmer.
That's correct, everyone else is here.
Yeah. Excellent, okay, so moving on to item two, minutes of the previous meeting on the 24th of April 2023. I'm going to take it that those have been read, but I'm also aware that a number of us were not actually at that meeting. So for those that were, do we feel these minutes reflect or an accurate reflection of the meeting?
I propose they're an accurate meeting.
Yeah, I would second that. Okay, item three. Do we have any disclosures of pecuniary interests and other registrable and non-registrable interests this evening? No? Okay. We have no questions submitted under committee procedures. So we move on to item five, the cumulative impact zone. So I'm going to take it that that report has been read by everybody here, and I'd like to just hand over to Gareth, Grace and PC McCaffrey, if there's anything you would like us to particularly note or anything you'd like to add.
Thank you, Jill. I'll start. So good evening, committee. You're here to consider the report that's been submitted in relation to the review of the special policy on cumulative impact, which you all had sight of. I'll pass you on to Grace now to talk us through the report and answer any questions.
Thank you, Gareth. So this evening's report is to seek approval for the retention of the special policy community impact, can't always say it, I apologise, which was last reviewed in 2021 and it's required to be reviewed on a three-yearly basis. The special policy of the CZ or Community Impact is included within the Statement of Licensing Policy, which is a larger document under the Licensing Act and was approved in 2022 and is valid until 2027. That policy, the licensing statement, Statement of Licensing Policy, is attached to Appendix 1, which is page 12 of your report. And Appendix 2, which is page 45 of the report, shows the map of the current cumulative impact zone. Point 3 and 4 within the Statement of Licensing Policy, which is page 21 and 23 of your report, explains the cumulative impact and the Council's special policy. The special policy on cumulative impact has been included in the first licensing policy since 2005. The Council may consider saturation policies known as the cumulative impact zone if it feels that the number of licensed premises in a particular area is having an adverse impact on any of the licensing objectives. And the licensing objectives under the Licensing Act are crime and disorder, noise, public nuisance, public safety and protection of harm to children. Leicestershire Police have submitted a report in respect of evidence to retain the cumulative impact zone, and that's at Appendix 3, page 46. They haven't proposed any changes, they have just proposed that the existing zone is retained for a further 3 years. And PC McCaffrey is here should you have any questions on his actual report. Thank you, Chair. I don't know if there's any questions.
I'll just add, this hasn't changed at all, has it? It's exactly the same as we adopted 3 years ago, and I believe it's the same as we adopted 6 years ago, and maybe even 9 years prior to that.
Yeah.
Can you envision any changes that are needed to this?
No. The last change that was made to it was in 2017 when, because of the roadworks here, when they did the ring road bit, they added that extra bit on. But other than that, it is exactly the same. It covers the nighttime economy premises, such as late night freshmen, 24-hour alcohol sales, off licences, anybody with licence for entertainment activities, such as alcohol. I can't see or envisage there being any change. No. Do the police know?
No.
So, you know, it's likely to stay as it is for at least the next 3 years.
Mm. In that case, Chair, I propose we adopt it.
Don't know if there was another.
Is there a Councillor Forrest?
Yes, I just had a question. So, yeah. I apologise if I'm getting the wrong end.
No.
So, page 7, and it says, any comments from the consultation would be considered blah, 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 blah. If only minor amendments are required because of the response to the consultation, seeks blah, 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 seeks delegated authority to the head of regular. Thank you. To make the changes
yeah.
in consultation with. Is that new? Is that how it is at the moment?
That's how it is at the moment. Right. And the minimum changes can be purely that someone has said, well, that you've not included that, or you've missed that out, or we think this should have something in. It can be as small as grammatical issues. It's only if it's a major. So if somebody come back and said, well, I want to this street included, or why isn't that considered, then that would have to come back to the committee itself to be considered along with police.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. That answers my question. I'll just...
yeah.
So I have a proposal, but are there any other questions? Councillor Roberts.
Yeah, I've got no problem with the cumulative impact zone report for Loughborough, because obviously it clearly needs one. But with regard to the public realm improvements that are happening in Shepshed, which is the second largest town in Charnwood, it might be wise of doing something similar. Obviously, it will be on a different scale, but I'm quite worried that we're only focusing on Loughborough, and we've got many other villages and towns that have town centres within Charnwood that perhaps could benefit from having either something like this done or something on a smaller scale, so that we're actually representing the whole of the borough and not just Loughborough.
There has to be the evidential requirement, so such as the police have put forward in 2005 that the town centre had got a large number of premises.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It would have to be the same for Shepshed or anywhere else, which is something that the police may be open to, dependent on if those sort of complaints from those areas are going in.
We do have a lot. Yeah, we do have a lot of public houses in Shepshed, and we do get a lot of complaints regarding noise and antisocial behaviour. And with the new public there's more public space, we anticipate that there could be an increase. Yeah. So that is something that going forward we could have on a smaller scale, obviously, but I think it's wise for the committee to note that.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Councillor Roberts.
You're welcome.
Any further questions? So I have a proposer. Councillor Lowe has proposed. So that is, just to be clear, that's a proposal to go with all three of the recommendations that have been put to us this evening. Do I have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Forrest. All those in favour, can we have a show of hands?
Looks like everybody, Chair. Yep.
Thank you. Thank you everybody for your time. Quite minimal time, it has to be said. And I'd also like to add a thank you to Grace. I don't know if everybody's aware, but this